You're listening to Interviews with Adam. I'm your host, Adam Miller, and today we are joined by Josh Helms, who is the author of a different type of book than we've had on the broadcast over the course of this year. He's writing for children, but I would say even more so than that, he's writing for families. It's a great privilege to have him on the broadcast today to talk about his book called The Shepherd on the Search, Discovering the Joy of Finding Christ in Christmas. Josh, thank you so much for being a part of the many voices for that one message.
Yeah, you're welcome, Adam. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here with you.
Why don't you get us started by telling us a little bit about yourself and what kind of moved you to write a book about Christmas, but particularly this book that is really centered on the family devotions?
Sure. Yeah, well, I live in Nashville with my wife, and really what got this whole process started for us was our children. My son is 9 now. When we started this tradition in our house, he was, I guess, 4. And it really was just born out of, hey, how do we take this Christmas time and make sure that we keep our focus as a family on Jesus during this time? It seems like it gets harder and harder to do that every year. And so really our desire, my wife's desire and mine, as we raise our kids, was to make sure that Christmas is about Jesus, which seems like it should be easy to do and kind of obvious for believers, but it seems like it gets harder to do every year. And so out of that desire came this idea of a little shepherd boy that goes on a search to find baby Jesus. And so we wanted it to be fun and also make sure that it was directed towards the reason for the season. And so that's kind of where the idea came from for The Shepherd on the Search.
Yeah, it is interesting because it is one of those issues where the whole season's about Jesus, and yet he gets kind of pushed down into the corners further and further and further every year. To make that a priority even for kids that are kind of inundated with the tinsel and the sparkle of the season, that can't be easy to make Christ more prominent when it's really supposed to be about him altogether.
It really is. And the thing about it is, Adam, we love Christmas. We love tinsel. We love the music. We love everything about it. And so we wanted to keep all that stuff in there. We don't want it to become boring, or, you know, we wanted to keep all the fun of Christmas, but also make sure we didn't lose the faith. And so that's sort of where this came from, for sure.
And as part of your family, this has become a family tradition for you. Instituting a kind of tradition like this of making sure that there's the elements of Christ in the season and kind of building your own story around that every year. How important is that to have a steady plan for every year that's built on every season?
Well, I think it's very important, especially as parents. You know, my wife and I come from Christian backgrounds. It's very important for us to make sure that our kids, you know, fall in love with Jesus. And so when it comes to things like Christmas, Easter, holidays we celebrate, it's very important for us to teach them what these are about, you know, and that Christmas especially is not just about the parties and the some of the other traditions that people celebrate, but it's about Jesus, you know. It's about God's love story for us by sending his son. And what started, you know, as our salvation started on this night when he was born in a barn or cave in Bethlehem, and really unpacking that for our kids is really important for us. And I think as Christian parents, it should be very important. And to do that in a fun way is even more so important, especially when they're young. Mine are 9 and 5. And, you know, they just teaching them every single day, this is what this is about, and doing it in a fun way, I think instills our faith in their hearts. You know, it's very important.
It's also interesting because it's a story we tell every year, and it's the same story we're telling every year. Do you feel that people just assume that the story is understood and known? Is there a value of repeating the story year after year, getting back to the kind of basics of telling the story of Jesus' birth, the history of his birth?
Oh, I think it's very important. Yeah. As parents, you know, we want this as many years as I've done it. You know, it feels like I know the story, and then it feels like every year I feel like God sort of reveals something new about it to me. But for my 5-year-old daughter, Everly, you know, this will be her 5th Christmas, and this is very, you know, for her, I mean, this is crucial to learn all the aspects of it. Why the wise men came to find that example of worship, you know, that we find in the story. The persecution that's there as they try to find the baby Jesus and kill all the firstborn children. There's just so many lessons in a story that we just read about from Luke chapter 2 every year that I think even as adults, you know, there's something new for us every year. And that's the beauty of studying the Bible, I believe. But even in this story, that, you know, the more we tell it and the more we talk about it and the more we celebrate it, the more we can learn about our Savior.
I'm glad you talked about the aspect of worship, because this is a season of worship, and it's a theme that we've been building on for this entire year. And one of the themes we've also talked about is the importance of family worship. You know, these stories are told in Sunday school and at church, and if they go to a Christian school, they're going to hear all these stories and hear the meaning of Christmas. What's the value, or why is it so important that parents, and particularly fathers, are leading their children in telling these stories on a daily basis?
Well, I think, again, it just instills, you know, our faith in their hearts. I mean, this is such a crucial time for us as parents. I think, you know, in the history of our faith, it seems to be that there are more distractions now than there ever has been. I mean, I know with my 9-year-old son, I mean, I feel like, you know, he's getting pulled a million different ways with a million different things. And it's really important for us as parents, as fathers, you know, to set that example. And the thing I love about The Shepherd on the Search and how it's really been effective in our family is that it gives us an opportunity, because, you know, the shepherd moves around the house every day and he's on this journey to find the baby Jesus. And so the kids wake up and they find where he's moved to along his journey. And so what that does is it allows us a little bit of time every day in what is really the busiest season, at least for our family, of the year, a little bit of time every day to talk about Jesus. And sometimes, you know, we take that for granted, but, you know, you can look back and realize, wow, it's been a week, or it's been, you know, for the past month, it seems like we've only done this at church or whatever. And so it gives us a little bit of time every day to talk about Jesus and to talk about why he came, what he means to us in our hearts and in our family. And so spending a little bit of time every day like that is really important. And that's why I love an idea like The Shepherd on the Search, because it gives us that opportunity, and the kids, it doesn't feel forced, and it doesn't feel like we're forcing them to do something they don't want to do. It's really them coming to us saying, hey, let's go find the shepherd. And then it gives us an opportunity to talk about Jesus.
Tell us a little bit about this, because it's not just a book. It's not just a devotional. It comes with this plush toy, this shepherd. How did you come up with the idea, and how did you kind of meld those two ideas together?
Well, so there's another very popular tradition, you know, that families do. And so what I wanted to do was, in my family, was take some of these really fun things that kids are doing at Christmas time, And you know, how can we direct this towards Jesus? At Christmas time, of all times during the year, this should be about our Savior. And so let's do something really fun like this and direct it towards Jesus. And so, yeah, it's not just, it is a book. The book tells the story of the shepherd on the search, tells the story of when the angels came to visit the shepherds in Luke chapter 2. And this little shepherd boy goes off on a great journey because he wants to find this and celebrate this Savior that the angels declared there in the field. And so he goes off on this journey to find the baby Jesus and does find him. And then it talks about how he comes back every year and wants to take you on that journey, you know? And so he kind of goes on his journey again through your house. And we do lots of fun stuff in our house to sort of celebrate that and have a lot of fun with the kids. And then kind of in my heart, ever since day one, I've always felt like, you know, I wanted to do not just this kid's book and the doll and the nativity that comes with it, but also take this a step further with the devotional. And so we're really glad this year, through our company, we partnered with Dayspring. We're releasing a 25-day family devotional based on The Shepherd on the Search, which I'm really excited about, and I'm really praying that it makes an impact in families this time of year. And what you do is you read it together, start on December 1, and it goes all the way through to December 25th when you celebrate Christmas. And it just allows you an opportunity to go a little bit further in your faith and talk about what it really means when the shepherds left the fields that day to go find the baby Jesus and along that journey. And so we're really excited about that. And very prayerful that it'll make a difference in families' lives through the devotional this year.
I think this is really a great idea. And as you mentioned, it's something that a lot of families already have a tradition with, like Elf on the Shelf or something similar. This gives an opportunity for the kids to have something excited to look for, but it also gives you opportunities to get into the Word of God. And I did notice that your devotional actually has a lot of scripture there. There's probably a lot more than your five-year-old daughter is able to process as you go through it, but it's something that she'll be able to grow up with, isn't it?
It sure is. And you know, my vision for the devotional really was a family devotional. And so I wanted it to be for my five-year-old daughter. I wanted it to be for her as well as for my son as he's getting older, and even for us as parents. And so it's written from, there's a section on every day that's written from the perspective of the shepherd. And he kind of talks about what it was like to go on that journey and lessons he learned as far as having faith and overcoming fear, and what it means to love one another, and what it means to have a best friend, and what it means to stand up for him. There's an activity that goes along with every day, and then a lot of scripture, just because we wanted this to be as surface level or as deep as the family wanted to go. We wanted to provide that for them. And so, yeah, every day there's multiple scriptures that sort of correlate with the lesson of the day in the devotional.
This is a season where we're competing with a lot of things. You got Santa Claus at the mall. You've got the Elf on the Shelf. You've got all of these traditions and family traditions. What would you suggest to a family that's thinking about integrating this into their family as a part of their tradition? And why is this really kind of a value with all of the other things, the tinsel around town?
Well, what I tell families is to incorporate it into their family like we did into ours, which is just basically taking your family traditions that you already do and just using the shepherd on the search as a part of that. I mean, we are last year we had a lot of families go on the search with us, and it was great to see how families incorporated the shepherd on the search into their traditions, and they would do a lot of fun stuff during the day. I'll never forget, we had quite a few schools and school teachers do it last year, and they would post pictures of their kids going on the search and really coming up with some great crafts that go along with it to teach the lesson of the day. And they just incorporated the shepherd into that. And I think that's what's so great about it, is that you can keep doing what you're doing and just allow the shepherd on the search to be another tool to, like you say, kind of cut out some of the noise at Christmas time, going to the mall. it can be a very noisy time of year. And the great thing about the shepherd on the search, and my prayer for it, is that families will be able to use it to find a little bit of peace, because that's what Jesus came to bring. And so to cut out some of the noise and to be able to focus our hearts, even just for a little bit of time every day, on the baby Jesus, and to be able to teach our kids that this is what this time of year is about. As the world teaches them it's about everything but Jesus, it's even more important for us to teach them that this is actually about Jesus and what he means to us and what he came to do.
This is an interesting season, and there is a lot of there's a lot of things that are demanding our attention, and yet this is really the most important aspect of the season. It can be even harder for kids, and I think the thing that makes it so valuable is it understands the struggle. Taking this little plush toy, this little shepherd, and combining it with the story, it understands the attention grabbers out there, and it uses all of those resources to draw people back to sitting around talking about the meaning of the season and to getting them in the Word of God. I think it's a really valuable tool. How have you seen it as a success in your own family? Has it worked to really capture your own kids' attention?
Adam, it really has. As I was growing up, we would every year, and I still do this in my family, we would read Luke chapter 2 before the presents, before we open presents on Christmas morning. And as a little kid, I remember that as, this is important, but man, when you're looking at those presents under the tree and, you woke up Christmas morning and you're just dying to get into that stuff, it can be difficult for a 6-year-old to want to sit down and read the Bible. And so we do that with our kids. But the cool thing about the Shepherd on the Search is that all the days leading up to Christmas, we've already kind of been doing that. And so our shepherd comes out right after Thanksgiving, and we read the story of the Shepherd on the Search. We do the devotional every night. And so even more than reading the Christmas story on Christmas Day, this gives us an opportunity to really talk about it every day leading up to the big day. And so when Christmas morning arrives, our kids do like they have done for the last 25 days or so, go find the shepherd. And of course, on Christmas morning, he has found his way to the baby Jesus. And so they find him in the nativity. And that gives us an opportunity to say, hey, today's the big day. Today's the day God sent his only son. And we're celebrating that today. And before we get into the craziness of the presents, and which we will do, and sort of the craziness of the day, let's take a minute and talk about Jesus and pray and spend some time, like you say, worshiping as a family, which is really important. And so it's really been helpful for that. So it's every day leading up to Christmas, we're talking about Jesus.
Tell us a little bit about how it actually works, because it might be hard for some people to wrap their mind around it. You have this plush doll and you have these devotionals and you're hiding this doll around the house. Tell us a little bit about, you know, why hiding it and what that actually signifies when you're putting it in different places around the house.
Sure. So the Shepherd on the Search, the story is about the shepherd who goes off to find Jesus, you know, find the baby Jesus in Bethlehem. The angels have come and told him about it. And he goes off on this great journey, which for a young shepherd boy was a really big deal, leaving the comfort of, you know, the other shepherds and the comfort of his sheep and going off and finding the baby Jesus. And so when the shepherd comes every year, he basically goes on that journey again. And so that's up to us as parents to make that journey really fun. And so we do things like some mornings he'll be hanging from his staff, you know, on the door or hanging from a fan. Or some days we always like to do a little thing where we spread brown sugar on the counter and put little footprints in it and move him along that way. And so they find him there like he's been walking through the desert. But every single day he moves along and the kids go find him. And it gives you an opportunity to say, hey, last night he did this, you know, and this is what happened. He's moving. He's getting closer and closer to Jesus all the time. And then on Christmas morning, you find him in the nativity. And so that's your opportunity to really talk about the birth of Jesus and what it means. And then the great thing about it this year, too, that we didn't have last year was bringing in the devotional. And so the devotional goes day by day, December 1st through 25th, not just with perspective from the shepherd sharing his story, but also ideas for parents and for the family on how to incorporate him into your daily sort of schedule as you move around day to day and as he moves from place to place, lessons that can be learned along the way, crafts, you know, just a lot of really cool things to do to incorporate the Shepherd on the Search so that you can spend a little bit of time every day talking about Jesus.
Well, we've been emphasizing a lot here over the course of this year the importance of families doing this together and having that that bond of fathers leading the family, grandparents if they have grandchildren in the home, taking that time to do this in the house or with the family. And I think there's a real important value to that. But if there's somebody out there that's kind of been on the fence about how to even get started with kind of leading a family devotion or leading family worship, this is a really good opportunity to start before the new year, right? Start now. And then how would you suggest they get started? They make that time to set it aside for something like Shepherd on the Search.
Well, the main thing, you know, is just like you say, taking a little bit of time. It doesn't take time. It doesn't take a lot of time. The devotional, you know, we sit down, we read the devotional. It takes a few minutes every night. That's when we choose to do it, and we're tucking our kids in. But the main thing is just carving out a little bit of time. And I know it can be difficult to do that. You know, we were busy, this time of year, especially, but just saying, you know what, this is important to us as parents. And even though we may not know the words to say, or even the words to pray, we're just going to take a little bit of time, you know. And the other thing too, is we offer a lot of resources at theshepherdonthesearch.com. as far as things to do on a daily basis, even beyond the devotional. And so, hey, I say, if you're not sure what to do, use the resources and the tools that we've put into place. And then we encourage people. We love seeing every year people coming up with their own things and families finding their own ways to use the Shepherd on the Search as well. So if families aren't comfortable doing that, or maybe they're just kind of getting into it, Shepherd on the Search is a great way to do that, because it's talking about Jesus at Christmas. And then we also have a lot of resources, including the devotional, to kind of help them along day by day.
Well, it is certainly something that helps in the process of reminding all of us, adults as well, that we need to keep Christ the center of the season. It's because of Christ that we are able to celebrate, and it's for Christ that we ought to be worshiping. And this starts particularly, not on a Sunday morning, but this starts on Monday morning in the home. It starts with the family. And so if you want to find out more information about Josh Helms and his wife, Lindsay, and their kids in the work that they've put into this really great little kit with a little plush doll, a shepherd, and this great devotional called The Shepherd on the Search, Discovering the Joy of Finding Christ in Christmas, please give us a call. It's 508-362-7070. Josh, thank you so much for sharing this family tradition that you have with your kids with us and our listeners.
Thanks, Adam. It's been a pleasure. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.